Donal, what is our survey asking us this morning?
Today, survey says 1 in 50 people say they found love here. Where is here?
At Mass. It's got to be at Mass.
Surely
people have, met people at Mass, sitting down the back, having the giggles. Oh, what's your name?
Yeah.
When you're shaking hands.
Yeah.
Peace be with you. Oh, you're nice. Fancy going for a bit of
food. That would be a strange place.
It would be a strange place. But
what a weird pickup line. You're nice.
Yeah.
Hello. 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 You're nice.
I like the way you genuflect.
Oh.
Yeah.
I like the way you genuflect. Somebody put that on a t-shirt.
Oh, yeah.
Like the way you
genuflect. Yeah, let's go to a clip. Here we go. Oh, my God.
Everyone is kneeling.
I can say something bold now. I'm not going to. Okay.
It's
not in Mass. No,
would it be the supermarket, Donal?
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, the supermarket now has hidden meanings in your trolley and stuff when you're going around.
Instead of, like, beating around the bush there, you know, tell us exactly what the hidden meanings are.
Well, apparently, if you have a pineapple and it's upside down in your trolley, that means you were open for... Yeah, but it has to be upside down.
But it's also not just with one person.
No. As in, like...
It's with the entire queue at the till.
Well, key swapping. And then, if you... I'm not sure if I can remember, but is it a gherkin or... what do you have to have in your... That lets women know that you're single and ready to mingle? What was it again? Was it a cucumber?
I think so.
I think it was a cucumber.
Yeah. A cucumber, yeah. So I'm just saying that you could be lucky finding romance.
You could be, and you both reach for the same melon or something at the same time, and you touch hands. It's like, oh, beautiful!
Oh, that's the start of a beautiful rom com. Yeah. I like your melons.
You know exactly what you're doing. She's gone. We can see you. We can hear you.
Yeah, but the mics are still on.
But I mean, the supermarket would be a good place to find love because, you know, if you let someone take your place in the queue and then you started up a conversation and you got chatting.
Maybe you're at the fish part, you know, beside the butchers, and you're like, oh, look, there's a lobster. You're my lobster.
What's that about? I don't know that for my lobster.
Really?
No.
It's all right. I'm not going to go into a deep, meaningful conversation about you're my lobster. It's a saying about the person that you found.
Oh, right. Okay, you're my lobster. That's cute.
Isn't it?
Isn't it lovely? Yeah. What kind of supermarkets do you be shopping at that sell lobster, huh?
Every supermarket. They do. In the frozen. Frozen.
No.
Yeah, even in the German ones.
Really?
Yeah, they're frozen. You get them.
Okay, well, I was picturing the actual real ones.
Brilliant. They're still real, Una. They're not fake.
Yeah.
All right. It's not supermarket.
You're not my lobster.
Well, that's cutting.
We figured that out yesterday. You disturbed me in a meeting. Okay, we lost the run of the ourselves here, so we don't know what the question was anymore.
So, question is, no right answers yet. Survey says 1 in 50 people say they found love here. Where is here?
Okay, where do you reckon you're finding love? Most people, if somebody sends in a message saying hopeless place,
I will applaud you.
That was Una's first answer.
Yeah. First person to do that wins an iRadio goodie bag. What are we asking, Donald?
Survey says 1 in 50 people say they found love here. Where is here?
We did say we'd give a goodie bag away to the first person to say a hopeless place. Hang on a sec now. When is that working?
Hi, guys. Soap here in Galway, and definitely the strangest place anyone found love was in a hopeless place.
Go on, Soap!
Hey!
Soup, you are now the owner of an iRadio goodie bag. Can you organise
that? I'll find one of those somewhere. Thanks for that. Yeah.
You'll probably find one of Nuna's drawers. She stashes them in there. All right. 087-1102-107.
Morning, guys. Tommy here in Roscommon.
Tommy!
Just wondering, is the answer to Kelly's Eddie today? Maybe when they've been on holidays. Met someone when they've been on holidays, or maybe when they're travelling.
So holiday romance, you know, with the Greek waiter and all that.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah. Going to Italy and all that. Oh, yeah. Tommy,
go to Italy to meet a Greek waiter.
I didn't mean specifically Greek. You never know. No, it's close, though. He's getting kind of close. There.
Okay.
It's warm.
All right, let's get some more guesses. 087-110-2107. The question is...
1 in 50 people say they found love here. Where is here?
You know what to do. Send a voice note.
1 in 50 people say they found love here. Where is here?
Loads of great guesses coming in on 087-110-2107.
Hi, guys. Mark here.
Hey.
I was thinking, well, I'm sure everybody's going to go for a wedding. Because, like, let's face it, everybody finds love at a wedding. But no, I was thinking maybe... because I wouldn't make the list, would it, if it was a wedding? So I'm thinking a funeral. Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. That makes sense. They do that in wedding crashes.
Yeah, in a second.
Funeral crashes.
It's like when he says funeral.
A funeral. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's looking like a man that's found love at a funeral.
At a funeral. I don't know. I'm not aware if anybody has ever hooked up or met anybody at a funeral.
087-110-2107.
Just Will Ferrell in Wedding Crashers, I think.
Never.
Was Will Ferrell in Wedding Crashers?
Yeah, they go and meet up with Will Ferrell, and he says, "I do funerals now because they're more tired and they're more sad, so they want to hook up easier."
Is he Wedding Crashers?
Yeah, he's in it for a bit.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Hi, guys. Tommy again. Just wondering, because I got so close the last time, wondering now, is it a plane or a boat?
Thank you, Tommy.
Morning, guys. It's Ashleen here in Galway. Would the 1 in 50 people have found love on an aeroplane?
An aeroplane, man.
Hi, Radio. Is the answer to Scally's Alley an aeroplane from Amelia Lilly in Sligo?
Hi, Amelia Lilly.
Hi, guys. I think that 1 in 50 people have found love either in the airport, at the bar, when a flight is delayed, or actually on an aeroplane. Probably not, but like, I've heard a few people that have, so it's worth a shot.
Oh.
And this is Michelle in Galway. And Una, 4-year-old twins, they rock.
They do. Thanks, Michelle.
Yeah.
So, love in an airport or in an airplane?
Yeah, a lot of guesses.
Ooh. Hey, so how much does your baggage weigh? What?
Got a lot of carry-on, yeah.
Hey.
No, that is the answer.
Which?
Not the airport, the aeroplane.
Actual on an airplane?
Yeah, airplane.
Who you sat next to.
No way!
Maybe going to the cubicle at the same time. Oh, sorry, you go first. No.
Then you bump off each other because there's no room.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're in economy.
And you accidentally smell their armpits as they get their luggage out. And you're just like... Ugh.
Okay, wasn't thinking that.
Long-haul flight, yeah.
Do you take off your socks on an airplane?
Do I take off my socks on an airplane?
Yeah, or your shoes.
I don't take off my socks at home, Una. Why would I take them off on an airplane?
But you take off your shoes on an airplane.
No, people that do that freak me out. No,
I have to do it.
Oh.
It's not. There's nothing hurt about it.
There is.
I'm a very clean person. Thank you very much. There's nothing about it at all. It's just really uncomfortable.
Anyway, I want to talk more about hooking up with people at weddings and funerals and stuff like that. I don't want to talk about your feet. Anyway, you were talking about the movie Wedding Crashers, and Will Ferrell just goes to funerals and stuff like this.
Yes.
No, he doesn't.
Who is it?
He's not in it.
Who is it in when he goes off to the funeral?
Owen Wilson.
Owen Wilson.
Yeah, yeah, no,
they're Vince Vaughn.
They're the main two, but he goes
there
off.
There is. There he is. Look.
Yeah, of course
there
he is. That's what, yeah.
All right. Okay. He's not the main character.
Though. No, he's never not the main character.
Was,
no,
but he's the one that does the funeral crashes.
Oh my God! What an icon. Anyway, that is our survey says, and obviously, if you have hooked up at a funeral, we would like to hear more about it.
Yes.
Especially Una, she loves a good story.
What?
087-110-2107.
Are you on my TV? This is I Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.